February 13, 1969, roughly 60 black students took over the Central Record Room in Duke University's Allen Building and renamed it the Malcolm X Liberation School. At the time, Duke was newly desegregated, though still captive to rampant racial prejudice and inequality. The Afro-American Society, formed 2 years prior, reached out to the administration fruitlessly, and after months of feeling ignored, decided to take matters into their own hands. On that day in February, student protesters produced a list of 13 demands and threatened to burn the university files if they were not met. What follows is just minutes' worth of captured conversation from students and faculty, both black and white.
Harry DeMick recalling the atmosphere on the quad during the takeover. It was getting towards 5 o'clock, and the demands had all been made, and all the furor was going. There was a black student with a megaphone that had a short in it. He was reading off the demands of the black students, but you couldn't hear him. He would cut in and out. A fraternity was on the other side of the quadrangle, waving the Confederate flag and singing Dixie or something. About that time, they started playing the 5 o'clock carillon. We suddenly realized that the guy was sitting up there playing Mickey Mouse on the carillon. I couldn't believe it. You know, M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Dr. Samuel Cook, Duke's first black professor. I'd seen it in Georgia and Alabama before. I'd been involved in it, but it was new to these kids. I said to Chuck Hopkins, "Don't let the police catch you and the other blacks in this building behind closed doors. They will bludgeon you." I knew they wanted to catch those black kids and crack their heads. I knew they would.
Professor R. L. Tuthill on one of his employed students who had also been involved in the takeover. It was a very difficult thing, personally, I had with him because he was still sitting in my class. For 3 weeks, I didn't dare look at him, and there was no question how angry I was. He came to me one day and said, "Dr. Tuthill, I want you to know there was nothing personal in this." And I remember looking across the desk and pounding the desk and saying, "My God, Jesse, I am the registrar. How could it not be personal? You took over my office and my records after I gave you a job. I can't imagine anything more personal. And if I ever get the chance, I'll nail your hide."
The response of the Afro-American Society after learning the police had amassed in the gardens. "The man is coming with the gas."